I can't imagine what the coaches would have anything to say about Jacoby Brissett in a positive way. They've really been building him up. He's tough. He takes a lot of hits. He's doing everything we ask him to do. He's protecting the football. He didn't do any of that in the game today. Horrible interception. And really, I think, was a key part of losing this game. The Patriots defense had some impact on that. But it was just the first game all season where I say, oh, Jacoby, he was a detriment to your team today.
No doubt.
Don't underestimate that little no doubt in
no
there
doubt.
From Tommy Curran.
Curran's been a big fan of Jacoby Brissett thus far.
He's a miracle.
So he signed off on him being a big reason why they lost. We got to be done with Brissett. We have to be. I'm willing to. How about this?
Keith, they're not.
No, I know they're not, but how about this? And I know this isn't going to happen, but let me at least present this to everybody. So you had mentioned the Greg Hill Show poll, you know, do you want to see Drake May, yes or no? And it's shockingly 50-50. It's shockingly 50-50.
We brought it up embarrassingly 50-50.
People on the text line are like, hey, we can be patient. Not everybody, but I'm just saying there are some that are saying that. What about this? Now, I want Drake May to play. You and I have been consistent. We want Drake May to play. We want him to play week one. If you don't want to play Drake May, can you at least admit that Jacoby Brissett shouldn't be playing? Bring in some other jackass off the street. Somebody else has to be better.
Bring the two sides together.
Yes.
Anybody
but Brissett.
Unified in our, not hatred of Brissett,
yeah,
but our
ABB.
Our inability to keep watching him, ABB.
Anybody but Brissett.
Anybody but Brissett.
So the Joe Milton people, come on down. You want to get in on this? Anybody, the veteran free agent who's out there, bring him in. You can't keep going like this. So say
Bailey Zappi people, bring him back.
So if there was a quarterback playing exactly like Jacoby Brissett somewhere else, and he did not have the number three pick in the draft behind him, is he playing week five? Is he starting week five?
God, no.
I bet not. Hell, the Carolina Panthers, who everybody looks at as a joke, they had the number one pick in the draft suck after two games, and they were like, we can't do this. And that's way harder to do. They went the other way. That'd be like starting Drake May and then pulling the plug. They started Bryce Young for 2 weeks, and I'm like, can't do it. Started Andy Dalton. And you know what they've done since? Looked like an NFL team. They won a game in week three, and they were competitive week four.
And like offensively, they were good yesterday.
You know why? Because they got a whole bunch of new linemen and new wide receivers. Oh, no, they just changed the quarterback? They just changed the quarterback, and now they look like a functional team. So that's what we need to do. We want Drake. You and I want Drake May.
ABB.
But you can't possibly want Brissett. Knock it off with the Brissett stuff. But even the people that don't want Drake May to play, they're so worried about Drake May's future. They've never been so concerned about another person outside of their family and their lives. But they want to protect Drake May at all costs. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. They want to save Drake May from himself, Jones. They want to save him. But can't we all agree that Jacoby Brissett should never take another snap for the New England Patriots? Can I get an amen?
Can't we all
Can
just
I get
along?
An amen? Please.
Yeah, unifying.
I don't want to see him play anymore. I'm sick of it. It's 4 weeks into the season. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah. You know what? If he wants to help old ladies across the street, I'm sure he'd be wonderful
He's
with that.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Listen to him today. He's on with Hart and Arcand. He's going to be a great interview. I'm going to listen to it twice.
You know, I don't know what his marital status is. You want him to
date
a friend of yours.
Sure.
Great. Help an old lady across the street.
Sleep with my wife.
Wonderful. We'll sign him up for
any of that. Too much. I've done too much.
You want to walk that back?
I'm taking that one back. Dump that, Nick.
Put the genie back in the bottle.
Love that.
And so, no, there's plenty of things I'm sure he's good for, just not on the football field.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
Stop playing him.
It's 50. It's a dead heat.
I was on a dead heat.
1,135 votes. 50-50. Is it time to play Drake May?
Wild.
50% say no. It is not time. That's insanity.
But he cost him the Seattle game. He did. They were riding high. They won. They won week one against Cincinnati.
Call me crazy. I don't think the pick six helped yesterday.
Didn't help the outcome of the game.
I don't think
so. No, it didn't.
Not for the Patriots.
No, he was bad and is bad. And that's why, like, I don't want to pile on the guy so much because he's been a journeyman quarterback. They had the little fun feature that they did yesterday on Fox where they have the map and they're like, oh, here he was here, then he traveled here, then he played here, now he's here. Like, yeah, that's the sign of a bad quarterback.
Yep.
You don't play for six teams in 6 years or whatever it is if you're a good quarterback.
That's not good. By the way, your little speech there, Keith, the first two texts to it, 37937. One was an amen.
Yeah.
And the other was shut up.
Okay.
So I think
with my wife.
That properly represents the split on this, I am baffled it's split. But you can jump in on why. I'd love to hear from the note. Why can't you play Drake May? I'd love to hear from you. 617-779-7937. We'll get to the phones here in one moment. Just real quick. Bigger problem. I think I know your answer based on the rant there. Bigger problem, though. Brissett or Van Pelt?
Oof. Honestly, I think it's close. I think it's a dead heat.
50-50?
I'm going to go 50.2 for Brissett. I think Brissett right now is slightly worse than Van Pelt. I think you can make a case just watching a bunch of games around the league and looking what some young quarterbacks are doing. I think you can make a case that Van Pelt is right at the bottom of the offensive coordinator power rankings. But there are still enough times where a receiver does squirt free and Brissett doesn't see him, or he's just too late to get him the ball, where I say, all right, at least Van Pelt schemed up Pop Douglas open, or he schemed up Polk kind of open, and Brissett missed him. So as of right now, and I think the tie should always go to the player anyway, right? Because like the player's the one that needs to execute those things. So I don't think he's getting any favors having Van Pelt call his plays, but I would say Brissett right now is worse. What do you think?
I would also go Brissett.
Yeah.
But Van Pelt has been bad.
It's close.
And Van Pelt is a problem that's not going anywhere. Like, at least we know Brissett is a temporary problem. We were hoping week 5 would be Drake May time, but week 10, week 12, even the end of this year, like, that one has an end date. Who knows where the end date is with Alex Van Pelt?
Styles with Wolves in the Twitch chat says, I wouldn't even trust Jacoby on completing a pass at your wife.
Incomplete.
Yeah, true.
It gets called back.
Wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Andrew Callahan, by the way, had this tweet, which I just found amusing.
Yeah.
Andrew Callahan of the Herald. He said, I get the temptation, I do, but starting Drake May right now.
Oh, no. Now what?
Would be akin to scratching poison ivy to make it feel better.
All right. So you're not supposed to scratch poison ivy? Just so we're clear.
I've never had poison ivy
in my
life.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, so, okay, so we're bad people to
I'm not a poison ivy guy.
Yeah, I've never had it.
Thank God, I grew up in the woods.
So if you, I grew up in Vermont, never had poison ivy. So if you itch the poison ivy.
Probably spreads.
Is that what goes on? You spread it to other parts of the body and you create a bigger issue?
Yeah.
So starting Drake May creates a bigger issue? That's what he's saying?
I guess. They're going to be worse with Drake May?
I don't see that. Again, rookie quarterback starting in the NFL.
How'd they do yesterday?
Jaden Daniels won.
W.
His team put up 42 points. They're 3-1.
When people...
The team worse than the Patriots. They drafted 2. The Patriots drafted 3. They started a rookie quarterback. They're 3-1.
But they got a bunch of
42
hogs
points.
Up front. Don't they have a bunch of hogs up front? The Commanders have a good O-line.
Yep.
Oh, what's that? They have one of the worst O-lines in the league as well. Sorry about that.
Bo Nix, hopefully you didn't have to watch it.
Yo, my guy Bo Nix killing it.
But Bo Nix won again. Broncos are 2-2.
That was a horrible game.
It was a bad game, but they're 2-2.
They beat the Jets. Did the Patriots beat the Jets?
They did not. They actually were non-competitive.
Were they competitive?
Not at all.
And Bo Pix got that dub?
Bo Pix got the dub.
All right.
And Caleb Williams is also 2-2. So all the quarterbacks that have played, maybe statistically not great for Caleb Williams or Bo Nix.
But the starting quarterbacks are what, 7-5?
Both their teams are .500. Jaden Daniels looks like a future star. And you can't get Drake May on the field. And those were all bad teams.
It'd be like poison ivy itching. It's the last thing you want to do.
It would be akin to scratching poison ivy to make it feel better.
Well, I like that one better than what he said the week before, which was like, don't you
play
dare
till
even think about it. No. He said, wasn't he a don't you dare think about
Bedard
it?
Bedard Thought Police.
Bedard.
It was Greg Bedard, the Thought Police.
Yeah.
They come after you if you even think about it.
Like, I was sorry. I was spending most of my night thinking about playing Drake May. Have me arrested.
Take me away. Let's start it off here today with our buddy Jonathan in Randolph. What's up, Jonathan?
Oh, God. Please give me a moment to rant because I don't even know where to start. So, like, Callahan and all the people like him, all you dumbasses who didn't want to start Drake May because, oh, we got to let the line settle. We got to let the offense settle. Well, that you shamelessly, now that things are worse, are going, well, you can't play him now. So we're not going to play him all season then. So should we just forfeit or should you maybe – stop being a bunch of cowards. In fact, if the team is so bad, in such a bad position that you can't start him week 1, you can't start him week 5, you can't start him week 12, then start calling for jobs of who developed this roster, who's coaching it, and do that. Otherwise, what the hell is, what are you doing? Because this is just a waste of time.
Yeah, I would agree. It feels like a waste of time. That's a good way of putting it.
So Brissett and AVP, Van Pelt, we're not looking high enough. We got to look right at
Wolf.
We got to look at the Wolfpack.
I would say. Nice offensive line you got there, sir. He was confident in the O-line.
Oh, they had the answers.
They just got to find the right combination.
Yeah. Really. Well, they're on their fourth left tackle in 4 weeks.
One of them left the team. Like, that's amazing.
Like, ran away.
Well, if that happened on another team, like, they'd be like such a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Patriots are now.
You are now a joke, yes. I will say this. If you started Drake May, it's the best your offensive line would have been if you started in week 1.
Feel confident in all these players?
Yeah. David Andrews is now hurt.
Yeah, is he going to play all season? Like, most of these guys don't play. A lot of these offensive linemen, it's hard to get a 17-game season out of them. And so David Andrews, we saw what it looked like in the preseason when he wasn't playing. They couldn't even complete a snap.
Healthiest your offensive line was ever going to be was week 1. Now it just gets more injured and worse. And the best chance Drake May had was week 1. And now we're going on week five and he's not going to start.
But I'm just, what I'm, yeah, which is insane. And I just think what's obnoxious is like Jacoby Brissett. And I think maybe after yesterday it's starting to change, but Brissett would get every excuse in the book because the old line was like, well, what do you expect?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, points? Like maybe a couple
first,
like,
downs, completions.
He's on pace for 8 touchdown passes for the season, for the whole year. So some guys will throw 20. Some guys will throw 30. You're allowed to throw even more than that.
Yeah.
He's going to throw 8.
Tom Brady threw 50.
50.
You need to be Tom Brady.
He's not Tom Brady. Tom Brady Jones, that's not good, crazy. I mean, yeah, half a season Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady, the year he played 12 games, threw probably 40 touchdowns or whatever it was.
Yeah, 30-something at least.
So he's
yeah.
on pace for 8 passing touchdowns in 2024. So I don't even know if the receivers are good. Like, part of it is we want to see Jalen Polk, Pop Douglas, who Booty had a catch, Baker, if he ever plays. You want to see if those guys are any good. How will we ever know if they can't even get the ball? Like, they rarely have an opportunity.